This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Let's talk the business of piracy. A new report shows that while Somali pirate attacks have plummeted, there's a growing threat on the other side of the continent. West African pirates are launching bold attacks, mostly targeting oil cargo off the coast of Nigeria. The BBC's Will Ross is in Lagos. Hello, Will.
Hi.
So why are we seeing more attacks in West African waters?
I think it's very clear that there's not nearly enough security right along the West African coast, or at least within the Gulf of Guinea, and opportunists are seeing that there are great chances to make money, firstly by attacking cargo vessels. Usually these are carrying petroleum products, but also in recent months we've been seeing some attacks where former militants from the Niger Delta are going out into the sea and they're bringing back hostages, and then they're getting money that way through ransom.
And let's talk about just the increased costs that these companies are having to deal with, the shipping companies, in terms of insurance, in terms of security.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the sort of fees that are charged by the security firms are extraordinary. I spoke to one man from a security company who said they were involved with bringing a large rig to one of the Nigerian ports, and it got delayed on the way, and they had their soldiers on board, and it ended up costing close to $500,000 in security fees alone. When it comes to the loss from the cargo ships, we understand that often when the pirates attack these ships, they siphon off the fuel, and they're leaving with between about $2 and $6 million worth of petroleum products.
How are governments and shipping companies responding?
Well, the Nigerian Navy is not particularly powerful, but piracy has led to an increase in the number of private security firms getting involved. And I've spoken to a few people from independent security companies who say that, you know, nowadays it's not uncommon for them to hire soldiers from the Nigerian government. So, you know, it does lead to some people wondering, when so many businesses are benefiting from the piracy, on the one hand, you could say it's a bit of a deterrent to stop it.
Okay, the BBC's Will Ross in Lagos. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.